When we saw the smoke of the steamer, we started rowing again. We rowed strongly towards the middle of the river. Then, to my horror, I saw another boat moored ahead of us. When we had passed, it moved quietly out from the bank to follow us. It was a larger and faster boat than ours. Two men were rowing together. There were four men in the boat. Three of the men were wearing uniforms. They were customs men. The fourth man sat in the back of the boat with his face covered. The big steamer was nearer now. The shadow of the huge ship fell upon our small rowing boat. The steamer came nearer and nearer, and its great paddles turned in the water with a terrible noise. Suddenly, the customs boat leapt ahead of us.
"You have a convict from Australia there?" a man shouted. "His name is Abel Magwitch. I'm here to arrest that man. Stop and give him to us."
The great steamer came nearer and nearer. The people on board shouted when they saw the two boats far below.
"Stop the paddles! Stop the paddles!" they cried.
The two rowing boats were touching each other now. Suddenly, Magwitch leant across and pulled the cloak from the fourth man's face. On the man's face was a long scar.
"Combison, I knew it was you," Magwitch cried.
As he grabbed the man, there was another shout from the steamer. The boats turned round and round in the rough water. The paddles of the steamer were now above our heads. Our boat overturned. The water roared in my ears. I was turned over and over by the crashing water from those terrible paddles. A moment later, I was pulled roughly into the other boat. Herbert was there too, but our boat had gone. And where were Magwitch and Compeyson?